the air vibrate. "Welcome, my darlings."
"Who's that man?"
I whispered to Mama, trying to hide behind her. Laughing, she said,
"It's Baba, of course. Don't be so silly. Say hello to him properly."
Whether or not because of the strangeness of this meeting, we never learned to call him Baba or anything else. To us, he was always just that man or him.
"I've missed you, I've missed you,"
he said, gathering me and Shireen into his arms, pressing his face into our hair. He smelt of perfume, Aramis 900, I learned later, and orange peel. The orange smell was familiar. It meant illness, a cough or a cold, anxious voices saying,
"Eat, Yasusu, eat."
Fingers forcing squirty fruit through clenched teeth. The Aramis 900 was a foreign language I didn't speak yet. I'm told it was February 1979. Shireen was 7, I was 3. Shireen and Nesreen. Our parents called her Nunu and me Susu back then. Waiting for something to happen, we sat at the kitchen table, me nodding off, hypnotised by the chessboard pattern on the red and blue lino floor, Shireen upright and patient.
"What an incredibly poised little girl," someone said about her once.
"What does poised mean?"
I asked you, then went running off to Mama in a huff.
"It's not fair. Why does everyone think Shireen's so great? It's only because she's older than me."
Under the dingy light, Mama and the orange man stood by the cooker raising their voices, pointing at a frying pan. Years later, Shireen told me Mama had tried to fry frozen beef burgers in vanilla ice cream, thinking it was butter.
"So typical of him," I said. "Lazy fucker. Why was she the one making dinner that night? Couldn't he be asked to do it just that one time?"
I know," she said.
"And he wonders why she left him,"
pretending even then, both of us. Old enough to cover my own eyes and ears by then.
Is this when it began?
Our first Christmas in London. A party at Mrs. Kowalski's. She was our landlady who lived downstairs. Carols on the cassette player. German, someone said. She was German, married to a Polish man. The smell of her baking wafting through the house. Cinnamon and marzipan and something else hot and spicy. Dark red liquid like a jewel. I saw it boiling on the stove before Mrs. Kowalski shooed me out of the kitchen.
"Nesrin, go to the living room or I'll trip over you, so small."
Someone held out a Christmas cracker and I toppled backwards off Mrs. Kowalski's sofa trying to pull it as if I was drunk.
"We used to give you and Shireen sips of our drinks when you were little,"
Mama told me once.
"It was funny watching you get giddy and silly."
That was back when they drank, before that man went on his trip to Mecca.
"Oh, she's so sweet," exclaimed a man as he picked me off the floor and averted my tears with a nothing to cry about voice. "Look at those curls, like a little dog."
"He called me a dog,"
I whispered to Shireen, hurt and embarrassed.
"No, Susu, he said doll. He's being nice to you."
She wasn't there anymore when I needed the toilet and went upstairs wanting to go on familiar territory. Not sure yet what kind of toilet I needed. Looking for someone to take me in case it wasn't the kind I could manage on my own.
"Your mother's gone to the corner shop to buy lemonade," said Marjorie,
the old Jamaican woman from next door, stroking my neck when I passed her by the stairs and tugged at her dress, saying, "Mama?" Upstairs was quiet and lonely, like a stranger's house. On the edge of scary, shadows that seemed to have teeth, footsteps that didn't seem mine, dark except for one light in our living room which doubled up as a bedroom, soft, warm orange light, voices talking in English, one talking, one laughing, a low, throbbing laugh that made my heart shake like music pumping out of a passing car.
"This is how we do it in England," the talking voice said. "This is called..."
Something. A word beginning with M. A word I didn't know.